This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. There you go, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us here on the show, being involved, being engaged, and I do mean being engaged. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. We're going to hit a couple of things this hour. We're going to hit them pretty fast. So, every year around the National Day of Prayer, we have to hear from the loons on the left, the freedom from religion freaks. I can't even give them a fair shake. Because they're not willing to give you a fair shake. They don't even care what you think or what you don't think. They don't care what you think or don't think about prayer or God or anything. As a matter of fact, they'd be very happy if you didn't believe in God. Because they don't. They want you to be as miserable as they are. You know, again, I'm not going to beat on all my atheist friends because they're not like this. But these people are. They're very happy with thinking or believing that when they die, they go in a box and they become worm food. That's good for them. Maybe whatever. If that makes them happy, good for them. Doesn't make me happy. I don't believe it. You guys already know that. If you've been listening to the show for 7 minutes, you know that. So, yesterday was the National Day of Prayer, and I had the privilege again of emceeing the National Day of an event near me. Had some great speakers. As I told you, Sam Sorbo spoke at the event. Now, as prayerful people pray, right, as some of us were out there praying for the country, Democrats want an alternative to the National Day of Prayer. Right? And what do their leaders say is that celebrating reason and logic is much more important than celebrating a God or a God that doesn't exist. Think about that. There's a bunch of House Democrats that are supporting a legislative attack on America's National Day of Prayer, which was observed yesterday. Now, Ted Lieu, now, this shouldn't surprise you. Ted Lieu's a Democrat out of California, and he's sponsoring a resolution to declare May 4th as, let me see, currently designated as the National Day of Prayer, as the National Day of Reason. Now, with all the Republicans that are out there, with all the Republican senators, what makes him think this is going to get by? Lieu said he's supported by the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, Democrat out of D.C., and Representatives Jamie Raskin, come on, can you guess what party? That's right, a Democrat from Maryland, and Zoe Lofgren, another Democrat from California, as well as Humanists for Climate Action. I loved it. The resolution, which Lieu notes, was sparked by the dispute over climate change, seeks to focus, yes, I can see where an argument about climate change would bump and push up against a day of prayer. Yeah, I can see that. Makes perfect sense to me. Don't you think? The resolution, which Alou notes was sparked by the despite over climate change, seeks to focus America on the employment of reason, critical thought, the scientific method, and free inquiry to resolution of human problems, which is all a bunch of bunk. They don't believe in any of this stuff. Look, the employment of reason? Yeah, find me a story where somebody on the left is willing to reason with somebody on the right. It's not that at all. They'll reason with you as long as you're gonna come to their way of thinking. If they eventually pull you over, then you're a decent human being. If they can't, then you're a moron. And what is critical thought to them? What is it? The scientific method of free inquiry to the resolution of human problems? They don't want that either. No. Because science only applies the way they want it to apply and only when they want it to apply. We can go. You want to go to an abortion? Right? When life is? When is it? When that thing has a heartbeat, does that mean it has life? Well, apparently not, as far as they're concerned. They don't even believe it has life when it's coming out of the birth canal and it has two arms, two legs, you know, 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, a nose, and 2 ears. It still doesn't have a right to live. I'm not so sure where they really... I'd like some of them to see the bench battle. Yeah, see what I'm saying? No, I can't do anything with it, but I'm just saying. So the scientific method of free inquiry, right? They will not admit that they only want that scientific reason and thought and critical thought to work when it works in their favor. When it doesn't, they're not interested. At a time when people are disputing indisputable facts and axing scientific funding, celebrating reason and logic is more important than ever, Lou said. We'll get the best results for society if we formulate public policy using sound logic and rational thought. Well, I'm with them. But let's start at the beginning, okay? I want you to sit down and soundly reason, come up with logical thought, rational thought. I want you to lay out the Big Bang Theory for me. But before you start telling me how two atoms come together, I need you to draw me a picture how they came together from nothing. Isn't that reason and logical thought? I want you to tell me how a baby with a heartbeat, 5 fingers, 5 toes, 2 arms, 2 legs, a nose, ears, and a whole 9 yards sitting in the mom's womb, whether it's 8 weeks, 15 weeks, 10 weeks, 25 weeks, from reason and logic, I want you to tell me how that's not a human. I don't want you to tell me how the mother has a right to kill it. I want you to tell me how it's not human. Reason and logic? I don't think so. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, we were talking about the, I was talking about, I don't know what you were talking about, how the Democrats want an alternate to the National Day of Prayer. And it was, you know, it was brought on by the Humanists for Climate Action. Four Democrats, two from California, which doesn't surprise me at all. Because there's nothing greater than the trees and the bushes and the clouds. Humans aren't even, don't even take fiddle, second fiddle, first fiddle, whatever, whatever. Humans aren't even up there on the chain for them. If you live in California, you know that. You know that by what they're willing to do. Keep water from areas that need water badly. They don't care. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, as I said. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So Hevel, the House Democrats are supporting this, and they're going to push it. Now, they say that Franklin Graham popped up already on this. And he observed the White House, you know, that bringing the National Day of Prayer back to the White House like it's been is a big deal. You know, when President Oblamo came in, it's almost like everything that was a tradition of any kind he had to get rid of. And Wanda Sykes went nuts today on The View. And she claimed the only reason Republicans are trying to wipe out any notion of President Obama is because it's all about racism. It could have nothing to do with the fact that the man was incompetent. It had to do with racism. Right? This is like the standard fallback. And it's wrong. And she's wrong. Because again, we're coming back to, it's all about racism. Right? So, it's okay to wipe out the Confederate statues, the Confederate flag, and all that from the South because it's offensive. Why shouldn't we wipe out any remnant of Mr. Obama? Because he's offensive. Some of the things he did and said, and you guys are so partisan that it's never. You guys never do anything wrong. Do you know, the ACA, Mr. Obama signed 32 executives that changed the law to his liking. You were fine with that. He tweaked and, you know, usually the executive orders of the law are put in place to hold things at bay until Congress can come back and fix it. Not him. He tweaked and worked and made that law work to his advantage. If he didn't like something, he wrote an EO for it. It's not the way it works, Mr. Constitutional expert. I'm thankful we have a president who's concerned about religious liberty and isn't afraid of speaking to the name of Jesus, Franklin Graham said. It was also good to get to talk with the president, Mike Pence, and his wife, Karen. They're a class act, very strong in their faith. I'm so grateful that President Trump has this kind of strong leadership around him. As the National Day of Prayer came to a close, he said, let's continue to pray every day for these two men. Yeah, and I say the same thing. If you're praying people, you should be praying for your government. Now, whether you're Republican or Democrat, and you're a Christian, you're praying to the same God, right? Doesn't matter whether you're black or white, tall, short, fat, not fat, skinny. If this president can accomplish a fraction of what he wants to, lower taxes, better health care, stronger defense, we will be so much better off in this country. You know, it's really interesting that the left will not acknowledge the damage that has been done. They think that our relationships with, I don't know, our Middle East allies, they think our relationship with the European allies are all fine, well, and dandy. It's not true. It wasn't true. Those who relied on us to protect them or help protect them or be their buddies, they gave up on us. They were not worried. They thought they were alone. Those in the Middle East, our enemies, saw us being weak. You know, some of you find that distasteful, too. Look, when you're in a tough neighborhood, being loving, caring, huggy, and kissy is a sign of weakness. Whether you want to hear it or not, you're not going to change it by forcing the hug on them. And forgive me, I don't mean this the way it's going to come out, but those of you love fest people who think you're going to go over and love ISIS to death, you're going to love them into peace, you're wrong. You're just going to get raped, beat up, and killed. If you don't believe me, Google it. Well, Google may hide it all. Find a couple of other search engines that you can look up, that you can go to and check it out. And you'll see that it happens quite often, that young people, young women especially, think they're going to go from here to there, and they're going to find these people and show them that not all Americans are nasty and mean and want war. We love you. We want to hug you. We're on your side. And they feel that way right up until the time that guy grabs them and starts beating on them and ripping off their clothes and raping them. They're full of love right up to that point. See, I see more. I will say this. I have yet to see a story where a young woman went to the Middle East, made nice with ISIS, showed them how much they loved her. I mean, they loved them. And then came back here in one piece. There isn't a story yet. And if you can find one, send it to me and I'll say I'm sorry. This nutness from some of you guys. The woman who killed her cat on the left because she wants to turn it into a vegan. She was going to train it to only eat fruits and vegetables or whatever. The cat died of malnutrition. They eat meat. That's what they were made for. If you believe in God, that's what he made them for. Why did he give them the teeth the way he did? You're a bunch of nut jobs that think you can change that stuff, whether you believe in God or Mother Nature. Look, if you believe in God, you think you're going to change it? What are you going to do? You can do better than God? Is that what you think? Really? If you believe in Mother Nature, well, you think she's an idiot? You must. And it's really funny, now that it comes to me, for those of you who believe in Mother Nature, but you're on the far left, so you believe Mother Nature can't get your sex right, you believe that Mother Nature can't get it right with animals when they should be meat eaters and not meat eaters, right? There's all these things that go on in Mother Nature that you guys can't figure out. It doesn't the way they do, and you try to change it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just to the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Joe was in your house. This is the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I am truly, some of you are having issues on social media. And I will tell you, I am sorry. I'm sorry I haven't. So much trouble, but we can't do much with it. You know, we don't run them. They run themselves. And, you know, some of you guys who scream about freedom of speech on Facebook and that kind of thing, you know it doesn't apply, right? I shouldn't have to tell you this, but you really do know it doesn't apply. It's a private company. They don't have to give you freedom of anything. And it doesn't matter to them at all. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you are involved in moving forward. So, I forgot what I was talking about. And like that. When you have all this stuff going on, and I'm looking at your, some of you guys sent me emails during the break. I look at some of the comments that you're making or what have you. So, anyway, bear with me. Be nice to me. Don't make me crazy. I don't talk about this kind of stuff that much, but some of you guys, when it comes to career tech education, when it comes to where you want your kids, what you want to teach your kids, you know, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, I'm a big career tech ed guy. I really believe, like Mike Rowe, that we've got to teach these people how to do this stuff. You guys all want your kids to be lawyers and attorneys. Who's going to fix their car? Really? Who's going to teach and fix your car? And don't think of it. This is not the grease monkey job of the 60s and 70s and even the early 80s. Being an auto technician now is a whole different thing, has a whole different meaning to it. Now, if the sticker shock faced by car shoppers in the showroom isn't enough to provide a cardiac episode, a visit to the dealer's service department will do the job, that's for sure. If you've been even to have a tune-up or an oil change. It's not cheap. I had the oil change in my car. It was $100. I go, oh my God, what are you going to bring me lunch, too, at the same time? I don't get it. Now, besides all this stuff, think about how much money the mechanic working on that is making. Got to be making more money. Wouldn't be costing that much. Now, mechanics wielding wrenches is not really not an hourly rate thing that you think is worth it. Most of us, you know, think of it as not so much a low-wage job or lowest wage. We don't see it as a highly wanted or paid job either. But, you know, you've got, they're called auto technicians, by the way, just in case you wanted to know. I thought it was funny, you know, we used to call them auto mechanics, and guys like me that grew up in the technology world, we were technicians. Now everybody's a technician. But these guys are going to earn anywhere from $80,000 to $150,000 a year. That's at your local auto dealer. If they're good and they crank things out and they get it done and they don't have go-backs, they can make some decent money. And they can make that money within 5 years. How many, you know, you joke around, you make fun of people, but you're talking about mechanics, plumbers, carpenters, electricians. They can make some really good money. Part of the reason now they can make so much more money is because fewer people are going into those fields. The shortages in some of these fields. Now, Robert Paganini, president of the Mayha, New Jersey campus of Lincoln Technical Institute, he's talking about how much money some of these people are making and how short they are on resources. Now, you would think that young people would be banging down the, you know, the doors of these car dealers, these mechanical shops where they can learn how to do this, but it's not happening. That's why I said to you, they're not stepping up. See, the dealerships and auto manufacturers are banging on doors eagerly seeking out candidates. They go to job fairs. They try to bring people in. They go to trade schools. You know, the shortage of qualified technicians is so bad that a year ago, BMW of North America began its own recruiting program, making its pitch to students and going to post-secondary technical schools. Now, it's not a practice for multi... Now, here's the problem with this. If they can't find mechanics, you know what they get to do? They get to bring them in from outside. It's easy for them to do it if they can prove it. What do you want? What do you guys want? What would you like to see? Now, the shortfall of automotive technicians is not new, but as vehicles have grown more computerized and vocational programs have disappeared from high schools, you know, it was one of the things I brought back to my high school district. I pushed really hard to get the career tech ed brought back because I saw it going away and I thought it was bad and I thought it was dangerous and I was correctamundo. We need more technicians. We need more auto technicians. You need more, you know, skilled people to do electrical and plumbing work. It's not a bad thing. It's good money. It's not a bad thing. I have friends of mine that are plumbers and carpenters and electricians that are living very nice lives. You know, what I thought was really cool when I was a kid, you know, my dad knew a few mechanics. I knew a few mechanics growing up. The old timers could listen to a car, listen to an engine and tell you what was wrong with it. They could touch the car. They could touch the engine area and tell you what was wrong with it, what was missing, what was going wrong. I'm not so sure you could do that today. I'm not so sure we're raising people that could do that or even think down that road. And John Fox, director of Fiat Chrysler's Performance Institute, good, that was good, Joe, said that the auto dealers, United States dealerships, could absorb over 5,000 technicians over the next 2 years. And they've hired 3,000 in the last two. Now, confidence in his estimate of technical shortfalls, more than 25,000 at American dealerships over the coming 5 years is actually quite conservative, he said. And worst, they don't have anybody stepping up for it. There are not people stepping up to become this. Now, and you can't ignore this because eventually you're going to need somebody unless you want robots to fix these things. Now, with competition from car buyers cutting into their profits, dealers and service departments have grown into a vital income source. And it's true. The dealers don't make as much money off the cars as they do off the service over a period of time. The warranty service and other services needed. Now, in 2016, there was a report by the National Automotive Dealers Association And they said they had, there was over, even though there was over 266,000 technicians employed, you know, as mechanics and body repairs and that kind of stuff. Right? And Americans spent almost $20 billion on labor charges alone. Think about that. Just in labor. And no, some of you said they go, yeah, it's because that mechanic shop, screw you. Well, come on, really? All the time? So when your kids are looking for something to do, when your young people are looking for something to do, looking for jobs, looking for a passion, looking for a career, if they love wrenches, they love building stuff. They, you know, I don't know what the difference is today. I'm an old guy. But I remember when I was young, I mean, it was cool to work on cars. It was cool to get all greasy and dirty, work on cars and make them work right, fix something that was broken. That was a big deal. Now, the turnover on auto mechanics, I didn't realize this, runs as high as 20% a year, that is. So they need to start training these guys early, pay them well, you know, put them in a decent environment. And the biggest problem they have in hiring these kids, young people, is their basic skills. They don't, a lot of them don't have any tool skills. They don't know the difference between a Phillips head and a slot and a wrench and a box wrench and a ratchet. They don't understand any of that. You know, when you talk about mechanics or mechanical things, the kids are lost. They don't want any part of it. What's so mechanical about an iPhone, right? They look and play with that thing all day. An iPad, it's sleek, it's pretty, it's light. Who the heck? Most of these young people don't even know how to change their own spare tire or change their own flat tire. Right? Now, Chrysler is trying to take a different approach at this. They used to call it the Mopar Career Automotive Program. Began back in the 80s, right? They bring these kids in on internships. They pay them money. They fly them around. They take them to different places and teach them how to fix these cars. They're great. So don't disparage people who want to be mechanics, electricians, carpenters, and so on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Okay, let your burn off from Steve. Go ahead and dance for a second. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with me. I do so appreciate it. Anyway, the head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch Live of the Slime and all that. But you can buy my book, too, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you were taught to hate, but you doesn't have to. You really don't. Okay. So, let's see. What we got going on here? There was... Oh, there it is. Yeah, I don't want to do that one. Let me finish this one up. So, we're talking about the automotive dealers and how you need mechanics. I think you need to set your mindset or change your mindset or get engaged, get involved, get informed, figure it out. There's a shortage of mechanics. You get a lot of these guys who are retiring. Even they get about a 20% turnover every year. And it's a great place to go. So find a local school that handles this kind of stuff. All right? And get your kids... Look, You may not want them to be a mechanic or a whatever, electrician or what have you. But that shouldn't stop it from happening. Help your kid find their passion and help them make it happen. Don't discourage them because you don't like it. Because you don't see any value in it. You don't think it's cool. Anyway, let's see. I like this one. I think I like this one. I'll tell you if I like this one in a minute. So Pennsylvania City Council yields to atheists, and they vote to remove a park bench that featured a scripture about God. And really, the only thing that bothers me about this more than anything, they gave up so easy. They didn't even try. Now, the City Council of Pennsylvania unanimously voted to remove a park bench that was meant to honor veterans after an atheist group objected to the presence of the biblical inscription on the bench. Now, the inscription read simply, "Men who aren't governed by God will be governed by tyrants." It's a paraphrase of a quote often attributed to the Pennsylvanian founder William Penn. So let me see. So we do a quote that happens to have the word God in there from the founder of Pennsylvania, and that's terrible. You guys have gone off the rails. Now, on November 3rd, the American Atheists sent a letter to the mayor of Oil City. Request that the Justice Park bench, which was donated in 2003 by a local branch of the VFW, should be removed. And the group argued that the inscribed text violates the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which doesn't exist, which instructs the Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. When I say it doesn't exist the way they like to interpret it, not the Supreme Court, these yo-hos that constantly use it to fight with. Now, the atheist organization also said the inscription disrespects non-Christians. Okay? There's a lot of stuff people do that disrespects Christians. You don't seem to fight those. You don't even seem to have a problem with them. The atheist organization also said the inscription disrespects non-Christians. Now, the tyrant's bench, contains an overtly religious message which endorses one particular religion's viewpoint, Christianity. The statement not only has absolute nothing to do with honoring our service members, but it's derisive towards non-Christians. I've talked to non-Christians about this before. I've talked to Buddhists about this before. They are not insulted by this because they look at the meaning behind it. So if you're not a Christian and you're looking for a different meaning of this, all this is saying to somebody who's not a Christian is when you see that you have something, a power or whatever, bigger than yourself, that you're not what the universe revolves around. And you make decisions for different reasons, things are much better. And if the tyrants in the government think that they're it, they're the top of the food chain, they're the only thing that matters, you're screwed. Mark Schroyer, the city manager of Oil City, explained to the local news source why they decided to give in to the atheists. They didn't want to incur any more risks, financial risks. From an administration standpoint, this is heading towards litigation, he said. At that point, we have to decide what our wins, losses, and gains are. Our collective opinion is, with the winnable, could it cost us, and how much would it cost us to win? Well, you shouldn't be asking that question. Maybe you should ask the city people that question, and maybe what you would find out is there are law firms that will take this on for nothing or pretty much next to nothing. Our biggest concern is exposure to attorney fees, he said. We would be sued for injunctive release where they order the city to remove the bench and for damages and also sued for attorney fees under civil rights law. Notwithstanding the city officials' capitulation, local residents are fighting back. They've launched the Save the Bench campaign through the SaveTheBench.org, where they pledge to contribute over $17,000 if the case goes to court. The Religious Liberties Group, Liberty Council, also offered to provide free El Frio legal services to the city, because they knew that if they won, they could get the money from the atheist group. But the city turned him down. Why do you think that was? I think they don't want it there. And it was a way for new people on the city council to get it off. That's what I think. The VFW Memorial, complete with the Tyrant's Bench, is completely constitutional. And it doesn't violate the Establishment Clause in any way, said Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver. And the American atheists are blatantly incorrect and acting out of complete ignorance. The William Penn quote is part of a tribute to the veterans and the founders of America. I strongly urge the city council of Oil City to keep the bench. The people live there. Residents are willing to pay the money. They want to keep the bench in place. If it's a representative government, then leave the bench and replace. Come on, think about it. So if you're willing to fight and push back, you will help groups that come in the future. So don't screw it up for them. It ain't right. Trouble Senior Host, this is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. And let's see. Let's do some of the crazy stuff. It is Friday. Let's see. I mean, and there's enough crazy stuff. I like this that an Afrikan group, that's why they say it, not me, student group holds a UC Santa Cruz hostage. I don't know if you heard about that. These guys did a whole sit-in and all that other fun stuff because they wanted their demands met. And the city of Santa Cruz, a very left-leaning city, another one of those, in California, you know, let me read the story first. The African students at the University of California, Santa Cruz, who commandeered the school's administration building, they got what they wanted Thursday after 3 days of yelling obscenities at local reporters. They were berating Jewish students and holding out for a list of specific demands. Now, if you're berating the Jewish students, isn't that like hate speech? Or is it only if it's the other way around? Students with the African Black Student Alliance blockaded themselves inside Kerr Hall in the University of Stevenson's College on Tuesday, refused to leave until the UCSC officials agreed to a list of the demands that included, you ready for this one? There's no racism going on here at all, right? It was guaranteed housing for black students. A white dorm on campus to be painted in pan-African colors. Red, black, and green. And in-person diversity competency training for all incoming students, among many other things. So basically what the Santa Cruz board did, or leadership did, was to say, sure, you make noise, we'll give you anything you want. We won't push back. We won't teach you. What is this, the Obama School of Negotiating? They push, you say, okay. I like Trump's version better. They push, and he goes, what are you, nuts? You're not getting all that. Go back and figure it out. Come back when you want to be serious. That's the way you negotiate. You don't give in. You don't give in right away. You discuss things. You work things through. The Santa Cruz Sentinel reports that the students spent the week camped out in the building, so they were trespassing. And they didn't care. They were chanting social justice slogans. I'm sure the board members were like, just let them blow off some steam. It's okay. Now, Jewish students on campus also allege that their Afrikan classmates assaulted them during a rally that preceded the occupation. Our students were on three separate incidents subjected to protests, yelling expletives, and anti-Semitic insults. So, I don't understand. Why don't you fix it? Why aren't they in trouble? Why haven't somebody stepped up and held their feet to the fire? Oh, because they're not black. Ain't only Black Lives Matter up there. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. And I do appreciate the time that you've spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write that down so you can be on the front end of it next time this show starts. Have a great weekend. Don't be stupid, because I want you back here on Monday. God bless, and have a great rest of the day.